From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1013th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Marty Robbins.
Well, I never felt more like winning it, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should it go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins, the boy with the golden voice and one of his great songs, Singing the Blues. Welcome, Marty. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Grant. It's really a pleasure to be here, but let's stop all this kind of talk and tell the folks who's going to be on the show tonight.
That's a good idea. First off, in the comedy line, we've got Miss June Carter. Then there's the Jordanaires.
And we got Chester Atkins and his singing guitar, plus Miss Del Wood.
Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and Ralph Sloan, the Tennessee Traveler.
And our very special guest, that good-looking boy from down San Antonio, Texas way, Charlie Walker. Yeah! We'll be hearing from Charlie in just a few minutes, friends, but right now it's time for some great inspirational singing. Here are the boys that can give it to us. The Jordanaires with He Lifted Me.
I'm so glad He lifted me. I'm so glad He lifted me. I'm so glad He lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah.
When I was in trouble, He lifted me. When I was in trouble,
He lifted me. When I was in trouble, He lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. He lifted me.
I was a sinner, He lifted me. When I was a sinner, He lifted me.
When I was a sinner, He lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, He lifted me. Oh, well, now I'm so glad He lifted me. I'm so glad He lifted me. I'm so glad.
Jordanaires with He Lifted Me, and a great job they did with a fine old spiritual. Now it's time we heard from our guest friend, so let's bring him on with a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome, Charlie Walker! Yeah. Welcome, Charlie. My goodness, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. How are things down in San Antonio and Texas in general?
Mighty fine, Marty, just mighty fine.
Say, tell me something, Charlie. You know, your last name is Walker. Are you any relation to the famous William Walker?
Marty, what station does he work for, and who does he record for?
Well, now, he doesn't work for anybody, and he doesn't record for anybody. He was born right here in Nashville, Tennessee, way back in 1824. And he was quite a hero. He fought all over the Southwest, finally wound up by being shot in one of the Central American countries back in 1860.
Marty, I don't believe he was any relation to mine. You know, there's more Walkers in this country than you can shake a stick at.
Well, you know, there's nobody shaking a stick at you now, Charlie, especially since that great Columbia recording of yours came out. So how about singing it for us now? Here he is, neighbors, Charlie Walker with his great big one, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down.
You were mine for just
just a while. Now you're putting on the style, and you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. Haughty and so rude, your new friends can take the blame. Underneath, you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Charlie, I know you come from down Texas way, so I wonder if you'll answer a little question for me. You know, you hear a lot of stories about how proud you Texans are of your state. Are all those stories really true?
Well, Marty, we're mighty proud. I'll have to admit that. But there's one thing that we sure agree on with all the rest of the folks in the whole country.
Well, now, what's that, Charlie?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco, Marty. You know, down my way, we think that Prince Albert is just about the best smoking tobacco a man can put in his pipe.
Well, now, PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut.
Yes, sir, and that special Prince Albert process that locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco is a great feature. All this adds up to one thing. PA gives a pipe smoker a cool, tasty, and comfortable smoke every time.
And making men swear by PA. It rolls so easy in OCB paper, smokes so mild and tasty. So pipe smoker or making men, for real smoking pleasure, load up, then light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Third dance time now, so here is Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and all of the Tennessee Travelers. A little tune called Gray Eagle.
All hands up and dance about, ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance like it is in the same night. Turn around, you're going wrong, just to meet your partner home. All of you need to do is smile, take your time to go home. Well, swing on, turn for swing, 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 swing.
Well, thank you very much, Tommy Jackson, and thanks to the Tennessee Travelers.
Boy, I'm telling you, that really livened things up around here, didn't it?
Oh, boy, it sure did, Marty. But now it's time to settle back and listen while you sing one of those fine old hymns.
Well, it certainly is, Grant, and thanks for reminding us. The hymn we've selected for tonight is an old-timer. Dates way back to the time before a lot of us were even born. But it tells the whole story of simple Christian faith. It's one of my favorites. Who at my door is standing?
who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within, demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door. If thou will heed thy calling, I will abide with thee.
Oh, that's just wonderful, Marty, and that's a fine old hymn.
Well, thank you very much, Grant. I'm mighty glad that you liked it. Now we've got an entertainer I know is liked by everyone. He's the king of guitar players, and here he is right now, Chet Atkins, with a little novelty tune, Spaghetti Rag. Chester Atkins and the Spaghetti Rag. Thank you very much, Chester. You know, your playing is always a highlight of any show. And speaking of highlights, our next performer is a bright spot in any list of entertainers. Here she is, just back from a triumphant tour of the West Coast, Miss June Carter!
Oh, thank you. Hey, hello there, old Marty Bobbins.
What do you say, June?
I'm doing pretty good. You told him I'd been out on her at Hollywood, didn't you?
Oh, I told him all about it.
Boy, that Hollywood is a wonderful place to be. If you're orange, it is. But I ain't no orange. I had a time out there. I was out there with old Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie?
Yeah, huh? And he took me to a party out there. They had a party where all the celebrities come to.
Yeah.
And they was all doing the things that they were famous for, and Fred Astaire, he was there. And he was dancing all over the place with Ginger Rogers. And then, Danny Thomas was there, and he got up and told a bunch of jokes, and Tennessee Ernie, he got up and sung, but that old Bart Maverick was there, and he got up and shot four people.
Yeah. All righty.
I went for a ride with Ernie Ford in that little old Thunderbird he's got, and they've got safety belts in them, you know, and Ernie, he got in and forgot to fasten his safety belt,
yeah.
And then he got out and unfastened his safety belt, and his britches fell off. We was sitting there at this street corner, just sitting there in the car waiting, and this bandit comes running up there.
A bandit
come up there, and he grabbed out his pistol, and he poked it in that window, and he said, "Give me all your money or I'm going to shoot your brains out." And I said, give him money, Ernie. Give him the money. And Ernie said, go ahead and shoot my brains out. I said, what are you telling him that for? And he said, well, honey, you can do without brains in Hollywood, but you've sure got to have that money out here. You meet a lot of people, and there's some beautiful women out there in Hollywood. They're the prettiest things you ever saw. But you can believe it or not, I met one out there that wasn't a bit spoiled. And, I tell you, I met this one girl that she was just a lovely creature.
Is that right?
And she's one of the most outstanding people in Hollywood. And she's not a bit spoiled, and nor stuck up, nor nothing. Well, just as nice as she can be.
What's her name?
Lassie. They have out there at the 20th Century Fox Studios, they've got a great big old place where the male actors go in and with the female actresses, and they go in this place and they practice their kissing scenes, and they've got this big old high wall around it, and you can't see any at all. And but right up close to the top, there was a little hole about that big around for some peeping toms that was looking in. And I want you to know that the peeping toms got looking in there in through that little hole up there, watching them in there kissing. And this big old guard come out there and grabbed that peeping toms and just shook them till their teeth rattled. And you never heard such screaming and yelling and hollering as them peeping toms was a-putting out. I'm still so hoarse, I can't hardly stand it. I wanted to be a movie star. I reckon I ain't pretty enough, so the reason I ain't. But I want to be a movie star. I want to get in on all that hugging and kissing and carrying on they're doing out there.
Why don't you? I think what you really ought to do, June, is just forget it. Take a rest and just get away from it all.
I don't want to get away from it all. I just want to get in on all of it. That's what I want to do. I want to do some of them love scenes where you get to kiss Rock Hudson in the morning, and then dinner time you kiss Jimmy Stewart, and then at supper time you kiss Clark Gable, and I want to get in on all that kissing and going on, buddy.
Wait, now, June, if you just stop to realize now, after you've done all that kissing, you're just a has-been.
I know, but just look where I has been.
Say, June, I read your boyfriend's little piece in the paper the other day.
Oh, you mean when he said, a widow and her money are soon married again?
No, I mean that piece he wrote about Prince Albert smoking tobacco and how good it is. How PA is always fresh and how it's crimp cut to burn even and cool. And how it gives a man the relaxing, comfortable smoke he likes every time. But I especially like that part about how the special Prince Albert process locks in the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Yeah, and then he went on to say that
the PA was also a favorite with making men. And how it rolled so easy, smoked so mild and tasty.
Yeah, but the real topper was when
he said that Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. You get some yourself, friends, and learn why.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The true Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, I always say that when you got a good guest, use him. And that's just exactly what we intend to do with Charlie Walker. Here he is with a great song, Two Empty Arms.
The one that I love just walked right out on me. The blues just stepped in to keep me company. It's like a crazy dream. I just don't understand the way I let my future slip right through my hands. Now I've got two empty arms with no one to hold. Two lonely lips that are fast. A heart with no sweetheart to love and keep it warm. Oh, please come back. the door. I never hear my name on her lips anymore. I'll always see her eyes when they smile at someone new. It's my memories, my empty arms are clinging to. Now I've got two empty arms with no one to hold, two lonely lips that are fast growing cold, a heart with no sweetheart to love and keep it warm. Oh, please come back to me and my two empty arms.
Was a wonderful fellow, Charlie Walker, and a great song, Two Empty Arms. Thank you very much, Charlie, and thanks for being our guest tonight. Which brings us down now to the spot on the show where a little fast piano playing is in order, and for that little job, we've got just the girl that can fill the bill, Miss Delwood and the 12th Street Rag.
Thanks a lot. Now, Marty, we've come to the spot on the show everybody's been waiting for, the spot where you sing your brand-new Columbia release of the theme song you made for the big Warner Brothers motion picture production of The Hanging Tree.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory. And I seem to hear the night winds cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree,
the hanging tree.
I searched for gold and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me, and I wished that I could love her too, but I'd left my heart on the hanging tree, I left my heart with a memory,
memory,
and a faded dream on the hanging tree,
the hanging tree.
Now there were men who craved my gold and meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams in a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. To really live, you must almost die. And it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and set me free. And I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree. And my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was the tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree,
the hanging tree,
the hanging tree,
the hanging tree. The hanging tree.
That's about all for tonight, neighbors. You've really been a wonderful audience, and it's real nice to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Cowboy Copas will be ramrodding the show, and he'll have that smiling boy, Jimmy Newman, along as his guest. Listen in, won't you? Now, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes one quiet fact is far more impressive than all the shouting could ever be. Take cigarettes. The fact is simply this. More people smoke Camels and have for 10 straight years than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. Year after year, America's smokers get more pure enjoyment out of Camels than any other smoke. The reason, of course, is that Camel's costly blend of Turkish and domestic tobacco has never been equaled for full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Why not join them and see for yourself just why it is that Camel remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all. If you find yourself smoking more today but enjoying it less, well, then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.